This week in West Virginia history, on September 29, 1861, one of the worst floods on record hit the Kanawha River watershed. The river crested nearly 17 feet above flood stage in Charleston and badly damaged the valley's salt works. It also affected an innovative system of dams and locks that had been built in the 1850s to transport cannel coal on the Coal River. The refined oil from cannel coal was highly popular as a source of home lighting fuel throughout the East. The 8 stone-filled timber crib dams and locks had been built between 1855 and 1859. The 35 miles of slack water navigation connected the Boone County community of Paytona with the Kanawha River at St. Albans, just west of Charleston. During the first year, 400,000 bushels of cannel coal were barged out of the region. That amount doubled in 1860, but the start of the Civil War limited mining, and the September 1861 flood virtually destroyed the lock and dam system. After the war, some repairs were made to it, but by that time, kerosene had largely replaced cannel coal as a fuel for lighting, and the Coal River navigation system was eventually abandoned. For more information on the Coal River navigation system, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrasherenG.com.